The American negotiating position became clearer Friday in what promises to be difficult bargaining to update a water treaty with Canada. After years of discussion on this side of the border, two federal agencies formally asked the U.S. State Department to modernize the nearly 50-year-old Columbia River Treaty. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
In 1964, the U.S. and Canada ratified the Columbia River Treaty to ensure flood control and steady hydropower production along the shared river. It's worked, but in the American view, Northwest ratepayers now substantially overpay BC Hydro to coordinate water flows from upstream reservoirs. Portland-based Matthew Ray of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers helped lead regional consultations, which concluded the treaty should be revised.
My sense is we have a very high degree of regional support. I'm not sure that I would call it consensus, but certainly from the key parties, I think they're generally in a position of wanting to move forward.
Ray says cutting a new deal with Canada will be tough. In a statement, the province of British Columbia asserted the U.S. is underpaying, not overpaying, for the benefits it receives. BC is also cool to the idea of adding ecosystem improvement goals to the Columbia Treaty. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.